Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants B and V. Learning to hear and say the difference between B, as in best, B-E-S-T, and V, as in vest, V-E-S-T, will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker. If your first language is Spanish, Japanese, or Chinese, this lesson is especially important. But everybody, no matter what your first language is, needs to know how to pronounce these sounds and needs to understand the difference between them. In last week's podcast, we learned the difference between stop consonants and continuant consonants. I recommend that you listen to podcast 32 before listening to this one if you haven't already. We're going to use some of this background information for improving our pronunciation of B and V. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonants B and V distinctly, like a native speaker. We're also going to learn and practice the difference between these two sounds in some key words and a special training exercise. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound B. The sound B is not too difficult, as most languages have a sound similar or even identical to the American B. However, it is necessary to first go over the rules of articulation before we compare B to V. Here's how to pronounce B. Press your lips together, stopping the airflow. Let the air pressure build for a split second and then release. Be sure that both your lips are touching each other and that the airflow is completely stopped before releasing. Last week we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. B is a stop consonant because we use our lips to stop the airflow. In podcast 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. B is a voiced consonant because our vocal folds vibrate when we say it. Please listen and repeat. B. B. Please listen and repeat the following words containing B. Beat. Back. About. Rubber. Bob. Tab. Next, let's learn how to pronounce the sound V, like in the word very. Here's how to pronounce V. Bring your lower lip up so that it gently touches your upper front teeth. Exhale and vocalize, letting the air flow through your teeth and lips. Please listen and repeat. V. V. Here are some tips for making your pronunciation of V more accurate. The first thing to remember is to not press your lip too hard against your teeth. Press gently. You should feel a light vibration, almost tickling your lower lip when you say V. Contact is made between the middle of our lower lip and the edge of our upper front teeth. Press the middle of your lower lip against your upper teeth. Don't turn your lip inward and press the front, or outward and press too much of the back. Just simply raise it upward. Vv. Most importantly, do not bring your lips together. Your upper lip doesn't move when making this sound. Only the lower lip moves. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. Vv. Vv. Notice how when we say the sound vv, the air flows continuously between our lower lip and our upper teeth. Because the air flows continuously, vv is a continuant consonant. Also notice how when we say vv, our vocal folds are vibrating. You can put your fingertips on your Adam's apple to feel the vibrations. Vv is a voiced consonant. Please listen and repeat the following words containing vv. Van. Vote. Event. Invest. Love. Save. Now that we've learned how to pronounce b and v correctly, let's work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. If your first language is Spanish, Japanese, or Chinese, you may be confusing these sounds. The most common mistake students make is substituting a b for v. For example, instead of saying very, V-E-R-Y, a student might be saying something like berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Very good, instead of very good. The reason for this, of course, is that in Spanish, the letter V is often pronounced like a B, and in Japanese, the sound V doesn't exist. So we're going to do a special training exercise to help you develop a clear distinction between b and v. Before we do that, let's review the key differences in articulation between b and v. The first difference is lip position. For b, we close both of our lips completely. For v, we only bring our lower lip up to our front teeth. The next difference is airflow. For b, we stop the air completely using our lips. For v, we let the air flow continuously through our teeth and lip. I recommend that you look in a small mirror when practicing this sound so that you can see the difference in lip position. Let's begin by alternating between b and v. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. B. V. B. V. Now let's do a special training exercise to develop a clear distinction between V and B. I'm going to say a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first contains the consonant b, as in boy, and the second contains the consonant v, as in very. Listen and repeat the following pairs of words. Pay careful attention to form, stopping the air completely on b, and letting the air flow through your lower lip and teeth on v. Please listen and repeat. Best. Vest. Berry. Very. van. Boat. Vote. Curb. Curve. Mastering the distinction between b and v is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely different and distinct. Learning these sounds is one more important step towards speaking English with a standard American accent. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the consonants of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sound just like a native speaker, and then practice it in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You also get all the vowels of English, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson comes with a complete transcript in PDF, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the podcast, you can reach me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.